What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
I don't know, man. We're trying to bring positive truth. We try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Appreciate you for tuning in. We bring positive news all the time. Wednesdays and Fridays, we talk about 6 positive news stories.
It's a new format. We're sorry.
It's an awesome format.
It is. We like it.
We talk about positive news stories, fight back the fear, the hatred, and bring communities together. On Mondays, we talk about an issue, and we don't talk about an issue.
No, we don't, man. We are going to start dissecting positive news stories like we are today. If not, we have an interview, awesome interviews like we have been having, so please check those out, share them, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about what the positive news story is, why it's so awesome, and how you can use it to change your community for the better. If you want to support the positive truth, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Like our Facebook page where we post positive news stories or a video Monday through Friday. Twitter where we post our YouTube stuff. YouTube where we post our videos. Instagram where we post cool pictures about people we're interviewing. I think that's everything, right, Tim?
Yeah, man. We'll get a Snapchat whenever we start doing all the cool stuff that we do.
You're going to get a Snapchat.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, man, you want to jump into this?
We'll start with yours, Tim.
All right, cool, man. So first positive news story we're going to talk about is one that we obviously talked about on our Wednesday, Friday episodes. And it's about a lady. She actually passed away recently. She was a teacher for 30 years. And she's a teacher in Georgia. She had stomach cancer. Now, the reason why we're talking about it, and it's a positive news story, her final request was instead of people bringing flowers to her funeral, she wanted them to bring backpacks full with school supplies. Super dope in itself. I mean, we threw a backpack drive last year, put in a lot of hard work, stressed out. It was hot. But either way, like the reason why we did it, because we thought it was something positive, because there's plenty of kids out there that need school supplies.
How many kids need school supplies?
16 million kids go through extreme poverty here in the United States of America. That means they're going to school without school supplies, with maybe just some enough to get by day one, but they don't have enough for anything after that. And that's why we're talking about this news story. How can we change this in our community? Or how can we do this in our community, JP?
I mean, it's simple. Anytime you have extra money or you throw a special occasion like Christmas, like you buy your daughter a gift, Tim.
Right.
Also be like, I'm going to put $5 to the side and donate it over here for this school, for this community that helps out with school supplies. Or anytime you just throw a party like 4th of July, like, hey, everyone just put some money together. We'll go donate it. Absolutely. Anytime you have a special occasion, you can just bring school supplies and donate them, or just donate to a cause.
Absolutely, man. I agree with
that. That's what I took away from this.
Dude, what I took away from was basically the same thing. I had an idea because since what we did last year, you know, hopefully we're going to do it again this year. Super last minute, but we'll get something done, I'm sure of it. Whenever we did it last year, I felt like it was a group of friends that talked about something they wanted to do positive, and then they went out and they did it. And I feel like that's what I got out of this. Like, she wanted to do something positive with her not being here. And it's a super positive story and, like, super inspiring. I definitely want to leave that in my will whenever I pass. And I know that whenever we did it, it seemed, like, so easy to say, but it was hard to do. There's so many other groups out there. You have a group of friends and you guys want to do something positive. Everybody talks about it. It's all over social media these days. There's a positive movement. And we're definitely, you know, happy to be on ship with it. So if you're out there listening and you have a group of friends, challenge yourself to do that. There's not a, you know, backpack drive around there. It's the summertime right now, obviously. School's starting up. That means you got a couple months basically to get ready for all these kids to go back to school, especially these elementary kids where they need crayons and all kind of stuff.
Absolutely, man. It's just an easy way to change your community for the better.
Absolutely, man.
The second positive news story we're talking about is from Cleveland, Ohio. A young lady named Julia Foes. Hope I pronounced your name right. It's Foos. She's 14 years old. She's a true bookworm. And she donated 25,000 books to Cleveland children in need.
Wow.
Basically, about 61% of low-income kids in America don't have access to a book in their house. And Julia heard this and she's like, I just want to help out. So her original goal was 250 books. And now she's donated 25,000. I think that's why the story is so awesome.
Right.
What we can do to change it for the better, how we can use this story to inspire us to change our own community for the better, is anything that we think is trash is can always be used to give back.
Right. Let's recycle this for the better, for sure.
This is anything. So, like, let's go furniture, books, clothing, anything that's sitting, if you have a garage, anything that's sitting there, you can donate it to someone that needs it. That's what I took away from this.
I like it.
Also, like, if you're in Cleveland, like, there's Reach Out and Read, there's Cleveland Kids Book Bank, United Way stuff the bus with books. There's all kinds of, like, book opportunities to give these to kids. And if you just take a book, go give it back, it helps the whole world out. It helps change your community.
I agree with everything you said, absolutely. And the fact that, like, obviously we talk about education a lot on here. It's the positive truth. We talk about positive news stories. We used to do topics, and the power of education is something that we definitely talked about. And obviously reading is, you know, vital. It's vital. So the fact that you donated that many books is amazing in itself, but you're absolutely right. You can do that with anything.
Furniture,
anything. I remember we were throwing away some old furniture at our house because we got some recently, and when we were throwing it away, some people actually wanted it, and we helped load it up. You know, something we were thinking was junk was actually super useful for somebody else. So I hear you, man. I'm with you 100%.
Anything to go with recycling that can go to the needy should be encouraged in our society. Less trash, less trash buildups in our communities, and more just wealth going around. It's absolutely awesome. Also, she was 14, Tim. Can we say it again?
The youth, man.
Are awesome.
Jeez, the youth. Let's go. That makes me happy. That, like, got me super excited. I'm over here about to fall asleep, but I'm super excited for sure.
Are you suggesting you have a newborn baby at home and you're not getting enough sleep, Tim?
I'm on 20 hours right now.
How is your favorite child?
Dude, she's amazing. She still makes me happy. She's so cute. She's so
I'm
cute.
I'm glad she still makes you happy. Interesting choice of words there, buddy. Speaking of what makes you happy, do you have a positive quote?
Man, absolutely. Be not afraid of life. Be that life is worth living, and your belief will help you create the fact.
Absolutely. So our challenge is, next time you have a get-together or next time you're throwing something away, try to give back to someone else. We'll be back soon with more positive news stories. We're out.
Stay positive.